This is Tomer with the radio news about radio waves for Saturday, September 19th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. William J. Kemble in the Daily Freeman writes that the State Public Service Commission is looking at a possible link between Verizon's lackluster service record, quote, and the company's efforts to wean customers off of copper line telephone services and into wireless plans, unquote. Commission Chairwoman Audrey Zibelman said September 17th, quote, there is substantial concern that we're hearing at our public statement hearings about the quality of telecom communications service in New York, unquote. The Commission's chief policy advisor, Peter McGowan, said that, quote, the telecommunications study, which was recently issued by the department, presents the results for the customer trouble report rate on a 12-month rolling average basis. That shows Verizon's results are gradually worsening since January 2009, and it's troubling to note that Verizon's overall performance on this broad complaint standard experienced a number of repeat failures over the last 2 years, unquote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. In Radio Roundup, Roger Hannigan Gilson reported in the Register Star this week that broadband internet access is now available to residents of Copake and Chatham. New York-based ASA Networks uses TV white space technology and is focused on serving rural areas. It recently completed an extensive technology trial in the Gallatin-Ankrum area. Approximately 50 of the trial participants in Gallatin continue to be served by the company as paying customers. Connection has been set up at Insight Computer, located at 9 Hudson Avenue in Chatham, to demonstrate the product to the public. Quote, everyone is welcome to stop by and try it out here, unquote, said the store's owner, Frank Shannon. Columbia County has one of the highest rates of unserved and underserved households in the state, according to ASA. The county is working on a plan to bring high-speed internet to rural areas with plans to lay fiber optic cables that can be used by various internet service providers. Read the full story in the Register Star. Celia Kachik's The Albany Report will tune in rural broadband access this Monday, September 21st at 10 a.m. on WGXC. The conversation will focus on how the community of Lexington and Greene County is pushing to get connected. Scheduled guests include Steve Finch, plant manager, and Glenn Faulkner, general manager of Margaretville Telephone Company, and Bonnie Blader, a Lexington resident. Anyone can call in during the show at 518-828-0290 or send comments or questions via email to thealbanyreport@gmail.com. Or take 3 minutes and record a question or comment ahead of the time at 518-291-9492. That's 518-291-WGXC. Today is Saturday, September 19th, 2015, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts a mostly sunny day with a high near 82, becoming cloudy Saturday night with a slight chance of showers after 11 p.m. with a low around 57. Sunday mostly sunny with a high near 64 and a low around 49. And Monday mostly sunny with a high near 65. This is Tom Rowe reporting for 90.7 FM WGXC Acre, Catskill, Hudson, Creative Community Radio.